My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
What we think the Fed thinks about the economy. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve begins 2 days of meetings today. The point of these meetings is, of course, largely to decide what to do in terms of monetary policy, what to do with interest rates. High interest rates fight inflation, but they can also send an economy into recession. We've got Dr. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds, here to talk about it. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
So one of the things that we learn from these meetings is where the Fed thinks the economy is going. Why is that particularly important?
I think one of the greatest risks that faces the U.S. economy right now is the Fed overdoes it and pushing interest rates too high and actually causes a recession next year. So it's pretty important to see what they're thinking and particularly to try and assess whether they're actually thinking correctly about the economy.
Last time around, they predicted the economy would grow about 1% in the fourth quarter. Do you think they're going to change that?
Yes, you can say that 2023, the U.S. economy has been much more resilient. But we're still seeing some growing pressures in the economy here. So we still think a slowdown's coming. It just didn't arrive in 2023. I think the Federal Reserve's going to have to acknowledge that.
Does it look like the Fed may actually raise interest rates again this year, or is it simply they are keeping it as an option?
I don't think they're going to raise rates tomorrow. If I had to guess, I'd guess that they'll say that they still intend to raise rates one more time this year, but actually they won't, because I think as the data comes in, they're going to see inflation gradually ease. They're going to see more and more signs that the economy is really losing momentum here, and it would just be rather dangerous to raise rates more. The worrying thing, of course, is they may already have raised rates too much because interest rates affect the economy with a lag. So what they've done already could really hurt the economy next year.
David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist with JP Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Grocery delivery company Instacart launched its IPO Monday, pricing its shares at $30 each. That values the company at $10 billion, which is actually just a third of its valuation back in 2021. Instacart starts trading on NASDAQ today under the ticker CART. Speaking of which, the price of oil has been building since the beginning of the summer. It's at a 10-month high now. Some analysts predict it could hit $100 a barrel. This is not what many economies around the world need right now. In the most recent inflation report, inflation in the U.S. accelerated largely because of gas prices. The BBC's Leanna Byrne has more.
This morning on the markets, it's all about the price of oil. Brent crude, which is the leading price benchmark for oil, topped $95 a barrel, a 10-month high. And analysts are suggesting it could soon hit $100 a barrel. It's given oil giants like Total Energies, BP and Shell a boost on Europe's region-wide index, the Stoxx 600. But on the flip side, high oil prices contribute a lot to inflation. Crude has soared by about a third since mid-June, since Saudi Arabia and Russia joined together to cut supplies and drive up prices, which they'll extend till the end of next year. Also moving markets, investors are looking towards a bunch of decisions on interest rates from central banks this week, including the Fed. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
How to fight the automated accounts known as bots on social media? Charge them and all other users money. At least that is Elon Musk's thinking. He's floating the idea of charging users what he says is a small fee to use X, formerly Twitter.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are in the service industry, you probably rely on tips to make ends meet. But a lot of people, 41% according to a recent Bankrate survey, say employers should just pay their workers more rather than rely on tips. The issue has bubbled up in part because so many food service workers left for better paying jobs during the pandemic. It was only in March of this year that total food service employment returned to pre-pandemic levels. We're taking a look at tipping this week, and today we are speaking with Saru Jayaraman, president of One Fair Wage, a service worker advocacy group.
It's not that this work is not skilled. It's that we treat these workers as if they're not professionals. And during the pandemic, that sort of dichotomy became very, very obvious. Workers reported tips went way down because sales went down. Harassment went way up. We heard from so many women. I'm regularly asked, take off your mask so I can see how cute you are before I decide how much to tip you. And when they were asked to enforce COVID protocols on the same people from whom they had to get tips, they started leaving en masse. 1.2 million workers have left the industry. We've surveyed thousands. They're saying the top reason they're leaving is that they just refuse to put up with this wage any longer. We now have an association of 2,500 restaurants that have joined forces with us saying, you know what? We need policy because we can't be raising wages alone. We need a level playing field and we need policy that is going to bring workers back, signal to them there are permanent wage increases on the horizon. Come back. It's worth working in restaurants.
So is the solution then to convince more restaurants to just have a built-in service fee, or is the solution some kind of law?
The solution is that policymakers need to follow the industry, which is already moving in this direction. We've tracked 6,000 restaurants that have moved already to a full minimum wage voluntarily. And as a result of that massive market upheaval, we decided it was time to go big. We've been moving bills and ballot measures in 25 states, half the country. And so there is so much more momentum than I've ever seen in the 22 years that I've spent working on this. So much more momentum for change coming from both workers and employers who are now both saying the solution is policy change that requires everybody to pay a full minimum wage with tips on top, as already exists in 7 states.
What's the incentive for restaurant managers, restaurant owners to get on board in the way that they have?
The biggest incentive right now is just this. The industry is going through the worst staffing crisis in the history of the industry. When 1.2 million workers have walked off the job saying, I can't even afford to work in the restaurant industry anymore. It costs me more in gas and childcare to get to work than I earn when I get there. And so workers are making perfectly economically rational decisions not to work in this industry. And as a result, managers and owners are desperate to find staff, competing over workers. And that is why we have so many employers who've joined forces with us to say, the time has come for change.
Saru Jayaraman is president of the service worker advocacy group One Fair Wage. She's also the director of the Food Labor Research Center at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear more from that conversation, including a look at the history of tipping in the U.S. at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.